Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to our show. My name is Deborah Rose, and I'm your host on Circle Talk. Circle Talk is one of the shows featured on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast. CSNP has a lineup of rotating shows throughout the month. Mondays feature Lunatic Mondays with host Laura Gonzalez, alternating weeks in English and Spanish. It can't be Tuesday without Circle Talk, and I will continue to be the host for this fun show on the first and third Tuesdays of each month. Wednesday features Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. Are you in the mood for some magic? Then you'll want to tune in on Thursday for Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. It's such a fun and informative lineup of shows, and I hope you try them all throughout the week. Tonight, we're going to be talking with Dree Amani and about her use of aromatherapy and spiritual practice. Let's hear about Dree. Dree Amani is a certified Level 2 professional aromatherapist, writer, educator, Cleo Mori Witch, and a student Circle Sanctuary Minister Training Program. Over the past 28 years, her spiritual practice has evolved in the pagan sphere and has always been focused on healing magic rooted in gratitude. Born in Saanich, British Columbia, Canada, the homeland of the Wasanich people, she now resides in the Pacific Northwest of the United States. You'll find her on Facebook, Instagram, at Dree Amani, and that's D-R-E-E-A-M-A-N-D-I. Welcome, Dree.
Thanks for having me, Deborah. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much. And I slaughtered the name. Tell me again what your homeland is.
So I'm from Saanich. You definitely didn't slaughter it. It is a challenge, and that particular spelling is in the native language of Saanichotan. So well done on your first Saanichotan indigenous language word. It is
Wasanich. And Dree was very sweet, and much more technical than I am, and sent me an audio clip so I could hear it. Well, welcome, Dree. I'm so excited. I'm excited to have you on. This is a great topic. I love it. I'm very excited to meet you because I just realized we were talking, and I've been an ordained Circle Sanctuary minister for 5 years, and I was ordained during the year of the flood, and Dree is in the program. So this is very nice to meet you, and I'm very excited to talk to you.
I'm so happy to talk to you, too. Thank you so much for inviting me on here.
So let's start off basic. Tell us a little bit of what aromatherapy is for you. What is it?
Okay, sure. So in the mundane world, if you will, aromatherapy is essentially the practice of using plant extracts or essential oils for therapeutic benefit. Okay, so these essential oils are made from steam extraction or different forms of pressing extraction of plant parts, the flowers, maybe the bark, could be the leaves, fruit, could be roots. And you get the essential oil, which are kind of like the hormones of the plant, if you will. If you want to relate it to the human body, they kind of work like our hormones work. And we can use those in various ways to promote health and wellness of the mind, body, and spirit. And I use them in my witchcraft for magical purposes as well.
How long have you worked with aromatherapy?
I started working officially with essential oils and aromatherapy in the mid, approaching the late 1990s. And I worked for a company called... Yeah, it's been a while. My interest has been lifelong. When I was a child, I was so fascinated by healing plants and therapeutic touch. I had so many books, and I wrote this huge report when I was in grade four about medicinal plants and healing with therapeutic touch. And that just grew from my childhood. And as soon as I could work in that field, I took the opportunity to work for Sage Aromatherapy, and it still exists, although it's a very different company now. At the time, it was really geared towards professional aromatherapists. You could go in there and actually buy essential oils by the drop if you needed, which I think is such a valuable resource, and I really wish was available in storefronts the way it used to be at Sage Aromatherapy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so since then, I've been actively working with and learning about essential oils and their use. Yeah.
So did you start out really looking at the for your magic or spiritual practice, or did you do medicinal purposes first, or what? How did it start for you?
It started for me as a therapeutic benefits. It was really the health of the mind and body. And although I was practicing, at that time I was identifying as Wiccan, a kind of traditional Wiccan spiritual practice. And I didn't use essential oils in the way that I do now, which is kind of interesting. Maybe it was because it was actually my job and I was kind of separating my work with my spiritual practice. I'm not sure what the reasoning was there, but it took several years before I really integrated the two.
That's so interesting. Yeah, I stumbled across, actually, I have problems sleeping. I have monkey mind. So I'm at the age where I will wake up at 3 or 4 o'clock to go to the restroom, and then my mind starts going, I can't go back to sleep. And actually, my partner very lovingly made me a sleep pillow and put essential oils in it to help me sleep. So that got me actually interested in that. So, yeah, so that's kind of how I stumbled across it. So and once you use it, and I encourage our listeners to – find something. Once you use it and it works, it's kind of, for me, it was like startling. Like how can this little tiny bottle that I smell really make this change for me? But it really did. So yes, I'm a big believer in aromatherapy, and I'm very, very excited about it. I like the idea of a drop because, when I first started, I didn't buy blends because I thought, oh, I want to make everything myself. And blends can be very expensive if you use a few drops. And so then I went to where I wanted to buy something from somebody reputable, but I will buy blends that have many things so I don't have to necessarily buy individuals.
Yes. So here's a good tip for you, Deborah, and for all the listeners.
Okay.
Professional aromatherapist. So as you mentioned in my introduction, I'm a certified level 2 aromatherapist, which, you know, just means that I've done a certain amount of training and I keep up with my practice and, you know, I'm a member of the NAHA, et cetera. But you can go to most, I would dare to say, most aromatherapists and contact them, and they will likely sell you oils by the drop because, Deborah, we have so many essential oils.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
When you think about the common essential oils that a lot of folks will have at home, maybe eucalyptus, peppermint,
lavender.
Orange
oil.
I live on
lavender,
Yes, these are very common oils that a lot of folks have. And are wonderful to work with, but sometimes you come across an idea or a piece of literature or a spell that you want to try that requires something a little harder to find or a little mm-hmm. more expensive. For instance, rose
right.
essential oil, which is incredibly
expensive.
I was
just getting ready to say that. Tell our listeners
yes.
about the cost of that, because I about died when I looked at that. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Yeah. So to give you an idea, it takes about 10,000 roses to get
right.
a 5-milliliter bottle of rose essential oil. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine what that looks like. A, in terms
right.
of resources. Essential oils are incredibly resource intensive, and that's something to
right.
bear in mind if you are working as a green witch and are very concerned about environmental impact. Essential oils have a heavy footprint. There's just no way around it.
Right.
That's an example of it. And so, but if you need one drop of essential oil, it takes 60 roses. So that one drop that you need for your spell could cost, you know, $25
right.
or whatever. A small 2-milliliter bottle could be $100 or
right.
more.
But the scent is fabulous.
Oh, you can't beat it. It's,
yes.
it's one of my favorites.
No,
it's
fabulous.
I live for it. Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
There's nothing else
but,
like it, and it resonates on a level that just hits you right in your heart chakra. It's undeniably healing and powerful. And, yeah, so that's a good tip to get in contact with an aromatherapist in your area, a professional aromatherapist, and they will likely be able to do that for you. So it opens up what you have access to without breaking the bank and filling your house full of little bottles.
Absolutely. And again, I like that you've told the professional, you know, there, and I tell people to do some research. There are reputable companies and some maybe not as much. And,
yes.
you know, there you want to work with a professional grade of essential oils. So, and some people I think can fragrance oils with essential oils. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. So make sure you do some research before you start playing around with them.
Absolutely. One of the ways that you can start to get an idea if what you are holding or considering purchasing is from a reputable source is to look at the label and see what kind of information is on that label. So
mm-hmm.
it needs to include the Latin name of that plant. If it doesn't, right off the bat, it is not going to be from a reputable source because there are so many plant variations. The Latin name is really, really important.
Okay. That's a great
idea. And then,
yeah.
Another point is that, of course, it needs to say on it 100% essential oil. Because many essential oils, although you're putting 100% essential oil in the bottle, if it is a very expensive luxury oil like rose, often they will be diluted with a carrier to make them affordable and
right.
accessible for folks. And that's wonderful. And there's certainly a need for and a million uses for essential oils that are already diluted for you. But you need to know the difference, and it needs to be stated very clearly on the label. Also, organic essential oils, ethically harvested, these are kind of key words that you can look into on the labeling or for the company that is creating the essential oil.
Mm-hmm.
The extraction method, if the essential oil is steam extracted or cold pressed, that matters on the quality of oil and the type of oil you're going to get. So all of this information can, in theory, be found just on a label or by a easy search at the company. And if you can't access that information, move on to the next company. It should be easy for you to find.
That's an absolutely great tip. So tell us the kind of things that you use aromatherapy for.
I use aromatherapy in magic of all sorts. So, well, right now I'm sitting beside an altar that I'm working a spell for clarity. And on that altar, there is clary sage essential oil and peppermint essential oil. It's just in a glass dish on the altar and slowly and naturally evaporating or diffusing into the air as it does naturally. And the intent of these oils on this altar is to bring forth an air energy, a movement of information, a freedom, a lifting of clouds, a fresh mind, clear thoughts, easier communication. Those types of things will be invoked and promoted by these essential oils. So they're kind of imbuing this spell work with those properties as well, in part by their inherent kind of magical properties and in part by my experience of those oils while I'm working, which is an important aspect of it that we should talk about, the subjective element.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about it. But you put you're not actually doing anything with these oils. They're simply on a dish as part of your altar.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Okay.
It can be just that.
Right.
And
I had never thought of that, to be honest. I usually distill them put them in air, and I've done different things. Anoint candle, I've never simply set them on my altar. So look at that. That's a great tip.
It's really interesting because we want to work with them, right? When we pick up these oils and experience them, we want to touch them. We want them to be, we want to interact with them in some way. And so, like you say, dressing candles for any type of candle magic or otherwise, where you might want to dress a candle with an essential oil. Absolutely.
Right. Anointing
the body.
Oil. I make anointing oil.
Exactly. Anointing. Consecrating tools. Absolutely. All of these practical things can be done with the oil, but they also can just be inherently magic and be placed out, and your experience of them as you're working your magic will imbue your spell with those magical properties. So something different to think about.
That is interesting. Well, let's just say let's just say I want a new job. Or what type of oils, what would I put on my altar?
Okay, so this is where the subjective element would come in. So do you happen to have your essential oils with you, Deborah?
Yeah, I've got a few right here. I just grabbed some.
You got a few right there? Okay, great. So what do you have there?
Here, I can just read them off. I have a lot of blends. I have clary sage, I have lemon, I have eucalyptus, I have sweet orange. These are mostly blends. I have lavender. I have a lot of lavender. I drink lavender almost.
So let's
frankincense and myrrh blend. I have a lot of blends.
Okay, so let's
you
take your lavender because it's such a common oil.
Okay.
So I'm going to take my lavender, and you're going to take your lavender, and we're both going to experience the aroma of our respective lavenders. And share our initial thoughts, words that come to mind, maybe a memory, maybe an image, a thought, a message, a spirit message. And we're going to share a little bit about what our initial experience is. Okay, so because I've done this before, I'll go first to buy you some time to have
okay.
more experience.
Should I start smelling my oil?
Yeah, start smelling the lid maybe. Okay, so lavender. So the first impression that I get when I smell this lavender is summer. For me, summer is connected to my family, particularly my niece and nephew. I spend a lot of time with my niece and nephew in Canada during the summers mm-hmm. when they're out of school. So for me, what I might want to consider working with is some type of magic to support them, or if I'm missing my family, some spell work to bring us together. Or maybe some, you know, sending dream messages between me and those kids, something that is directly related to the initial experience that I have with this essential oil. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So,
and it's interesting because my reaction
yours?
Is very different than yours. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Lavender
okay,
is one of the oils that I use a lot because it's one of the oils that helps me sleep. So for me, mm-hmm. when I smell it, I think of the moon because it's something,
right.
It is a scent that I smell at night. And also, two things came to my mind immediately. My partner, who I love very much, that was the big scent in this pillow he made me. So for me, that smells of love. And my daughter, who has my first grandchildren, who lives 3 hours from me, has a huge lavender bush in her yard. So two people that I love very much have lavender. So lavender, for me, speaks of the night and speaks of love. Isn't that interesting?
It is. And this is why it's so important, Deborah, because what I would say then to you is maybe – what you might want to consider is working with the lavender when you're doing any kind of ancestor work, when you're doing protective spells, or even going and doing ancestral healing rituals. This type of experience for you is very different than me, which means that the types of magics that are going to be most potent are going to be different,
mm-hmm.
although it's the same essential oil.
Right.
It's a very,
right.
very personal and subjective experience. So, of course, there are, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds of years of collective wisdom and experience
Correct.
Of folks that have worked with essential oils. And of course, the, you know, scientific study of how they interact with our bodies chemically and the therapeutic benefits of them in those ways. But I think the most important thing in magic to me is that you have a really strong personal connection to your experience, your subjective experience of that oil or the oil blend. That's really important for magic because it's your expression into the world, right?
Would you start by
job
doing
oil.
Some research about it? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right. That's okay. What I would do is start by, what I would probably do is start by smelling the essential oils that I have and seeing mm-hmm. what clicks for me when I'm thinking about something specific for finding that job. So say I know that I need to be confident. When I'm going in, I know I need to be able to access my knowledge and communicate it clearly when I'm interviewing. I know mm-hmm. that I need to be able to have an open mind, different experiences, while also trying to kind of stay in my lane where I have experience and I'm more likely to get hired, right? So while mm-hmm. I'm thinking about these thoughts, I would be casually smelling my essential oils. And like you say, it just, sometimes it just hits you like a lightning bolt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just know right then that is resonating. It may be resonating because there's something physical happening, an interaction in your body as those molecules travel from the olfactory nerves into your brain and change
mm-hmm.
your body chemistry that is promoting those things, the healing that needs to happen to promote whatever you are needing to find that job. That could be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that the plant spirit, the essential oil spirit, is communicating with you and saying, hey, this is my wheelhouse, babe. I got you. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a direct communication with spirit in that way. It could be a past life type of knowledge where, you know, our ancestors used oils in so many spiritual ways. So these have memories in our kind of in our genes, but do you know what I mean by our spiritual lineage?
Right.
So
right.
It could be triggering the support of some of your ancestors saying, hey, this will bring you what you are looking for. I know this because I did it. I used it and it helped me
right.
and therefore it will help you. Right. So we can connect with the oils in a variety of ways. And that's how I would start because it's so personal. However, if you want, you can start by researching and see what the general feel is
mm-hmm.
for different oils because of the amount of use that they have in the world. The trouble you might find is that, of course, because they have a subjective experience to them, there's going to be conflicting information
mm-hmm.
and they are probably both, you know, going to be right. So whatever that experience that you'd think negates, you know, person A says this is what peppermint oil does. Person B says,
right.
no, this is what peppermint oil is. Yeah, they're probably both completely correct. It depends on the person that's using it.
Right.
Their experience
yeah.
of it is.
Yeah. It's just like if you do candle magic or you work with color magic, you know, green may be healing for some people. For other people, green is a sign of money and it's prosperity. So it depends on what works for you and what you're drawn to.
Exactly. So for me, if I was finding a job, I would start with that process, and then I would do it a little bit backwards. Afterwards, I would research what the therapeutic benefits of those essential oils. I'd say I picked out, I can
right.
tell you right now what, if I was finding a job, I could probably tell you right now what my oils would be. It'd probably be patchouli, probably be peppermint, probably be rose. Lime maybe, or orange. Those are probably the ones that would come up because I know the type of response I would have to them. And if I were to look at the therapeutic benefits of those, they would probably correlate. And it would probably say in your book, yes, patchouli brings forth feelings of being grounded, feelings of deep
mm-hmm.
wisdom and understanding, compassion, and these types of things to lead me to the type of confidence that I need to find a job, right?
Yeah. So this is very exciting. So, all right, so I have
mm-hmm.
my oils, and I have all of those. So I've got them. These are the ones I've chosen to take the next step. Tell me some of the things that I can, how can I incorporate them into my life, into my spell work for a new job or for something to occur.
Okay. So let's just stick with the new job just for consistency. So,
okay.
So as we talked about briefly before, there are many different ways that you can use oils. You can use them in diffusers and diffuse them into your atmosphere to create sacred space or to alter the kind of energy in a space. You can use them on your body. You can use them on tools. What I would think is that if you're trying to find a job, you're doing some type of real active working, right? This isn't a passive type of spell. This requires your direct involvement. So I would try to, while I'm studying up on different, say the different companies that I might want to apply for, while I'm studying up on those, uh-huh. I'd be just diffusing that blend in the background.
Oh,
just in the background while I'm studying up on these things. And then as I go to my interview, I might take a moment and center. I'm sure many of us in those types of situations take a moment, 3 deep breaths and center, maybe a little encouraging meditation. And I would probably anoint myself in a body pentacle, which I could talk to you about, with those essential oils. So what does that mean? For me, it means that I would take my essential oils, that the same blend that I was burning pure essential oils in my diffuser, and now I put them in a carrier oil because I'm going to put them on my body, and you should not put them without carrier oil on your body.
Right.
That's an important safety statement.
Right, because like cinnamon, some can really burn. They can hurt you. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm a professional, and I've burnt myself with essential oil like an idiot.
Like, it happens, people.
It happens. So I've got my blend. I've diffused it. And then, you know, a week later, I get an interview for one of these companies. So now I'm sitting in my car, taking my deep breaths, getting centered, grounded, and focused, and I will anoint myself with this blend that's now in a carrier oil for topical use. I'll put some on my third eye and my forehead. I'll put some on the inside of both of my wrists, and I'll put some on the tops of my feet, like around my ankles, you know, like your ankle bones.
Right.
There. So why is that the pentacle anointing? Why do I call it that? If you think of the Vesuvian man and you stand with your legs kind of out and your arms out, you can imagine the five-pointed star being connected from these 5 points on your body.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So that's great. So that's what I would do while I'm centering, and I would know that I'm going into this interview grounded. I'm going into it prepared and protected. And the side benefit is that these essential oils, from burning them in my diffuser while I was studying, are now going to recall those bits of information that I received when I was studying. Aromas have a direct relationship with memory. So if you are wanting to learn something new or you need to retain some specific information, using essential oils, and then again when you need to recall the information, is highly, highly effective. So now I've got the magical protection and support of these essential oils, but also the knowing that my brain is recalling this information about the company that I've studied, and it's going to be ready and easy for me to access in my interview. So I can go in knowing that I'll be prepared and confident. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really, that's a real life experience. And it shows me, you know, and you could apply this to many different things, you know, having relationships, looking for a house. I mean, health. I mean, yeah, you can just do the same process to do lots of different things.
Yeah, literally anything. Like, literally anything. And
yeah.
As pagans, many of us are really engaged in shadow work and really working on improving ourselves and being aware of ourselves, what our biases are, where our wounds are, and how to move through those things and be our best selves, our best version of ourselves in the world. And using essential oils will help us work through those things and directly connect those things to our magic, which makes it our own and makes it even more powerful, working for us and the greater good of all. Right.
So, and in your faith path, do you work mm-hmm. with the plant spirits of the essential oils?
I do in it's kind of a segregated way. So I work with my essential oils and I really believe that they have, you know, shared spirit with like the whole living plant that these oils come
mm-hmm.
from. But I think that once they go through this process, they are very different than the whole plant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have both relationships. And, of course, they intermingle, but they are not – I could not rely on my relationship, say, with lavender oil without having a relationship with the plant itself.
Oh, that's
it's
interesting.
Just, for me, it's just they're so different. Although they have this commonality, it's a very different thing when the essential oil is extracted.
Right, because
yeah.
of the process. So
it is. It's an intense process.
If I'm just starting out and this
mm-hmm.
is something that I would like to dabble in, what are some beginner rich essential oils you suggest? I highly suggest
Ooh.
Lavender. I love lavender.
Lavender, you can't go wrong.
And sleep. Yeah.
You
absolutely. Can almost drink it. I mean, it's very safe and, yeah, and it's a great smell.
Yeah. And it's important, Deborah, thank you for pointing out the safety factor of lavender. Lavender, for most people, not for all people, but for most folks, you can use it directly on the skin, which is very
Absolutely.
Unusual for essential oils.
Right.
It's very, very
right.
uncommon.
I still use a carrier oil just because I'm used to doing that, but absolutely, it's a real safe. Lavender is a lot of baby products because it's a very safe one.
Right. So in the same vein, another essential oil that I would recommend would be chamomile. Chamomile, specifically German chamomile, which is a blue color, is a very safe oil. It has very soothing properties to it. It's very calming. It's very healing in an extremely gentle way. So digestion for babies is a common use for chamomile. So you can imagine if you're using it in a magical way, using it for things that require just a gentle kind of soft mother's love, if you know what I mean
right.
by that. It is not an aggressive type of healing. It just gently coaxes this positive change. So I would recommend that. Also, patchouli for me is an absolute, like, everybody needs patchouli. So I think, Deborah, that
patchouli, I love the
smell
of that too.
My lavender. Like, you love and could drink lavender. I feel exactly like that about patchouli. And patchouli has a very grounding, earthy energy about it, and is generally a very safe oil to use. It's calming, but the interesting thing about patchouli is that it can draw out a lot of things, which makes it good for shadow work. It can help you feel safe. It helps your spirit feel safe to enable you to do some real deep healing and to access parts of yourself that are uncomfortable or have been hurt or wounded in some way. And if you're trying to get to those parts of your being, patchouli can really help you get there. Yeah. So definitely I would put that on the top of the list. What else? Ooh, eucalyptus. Eucalyptus.
I have eucalyptus and I have never used it. What are some reasons for eucalyptus? Yeah. It's funny. My mother is allergic to eucalyptus. And so I got, and actually as part of a pack from a company, like you order three, you got one free. And I've just never used it. So tell me how I can use it.
Okay. So don't use it around your mother.
Exactly. Well, we laugh because we had plastic eucalyptus leaves that she has symptoms from. So that's a whole other story. But, yeah, I agree.
That is so funny. Yeah, okay. So eucalyptus, for me, it, of course, the elemental associations will be varying. But for me, eucalyptus is a combination of all the elements. For me, it has some water in it. For me, it has some air in it. For me, it has earth and fire in it. So I feel like it's a very well-rounded oil for magic in that way. And because of that, it can be very purifying and protective, the way that that spirit often is, right? It helps us get rid of things that we don't need, that no longer serve us, and replace it with things that will serve us and help us thrive. So I might put some maybe at my doorway so that when I walk in and out of my home, I'm reminded that I'm being protected, or maybe it just signals to me, hey, maybe you need to do a quick centering and visualization of like a white light protection around you as you go into the world right now. And, you know, the aroma is so characteristic. Everybody knows that smell. It's that medicinal kind of almost Vicks VapoRub-y type of smell. So it invokes a feeling of protection of your health and wellness, right? So I would encourage you, I mean, obviously it's a bit tricky with your mom, and I don't want her to walk into your house and be like, oh, no, I can't come in here because now there's something I'm allergic to at your doorway.
She lives hundreds of miles away, so that's okay. She will not be near, but that's really interesting, especially in this time of the pandemic when that would be a really good to put in a diffuser, especially when you're doing a meditation for health.
Absolutely. And health for yourself and health for other folks, health for the planet, health in general, any type of healing and protection of wellness, eucalyptus is great for. So a lot of us pagans are very ecocentric, right? And we are environmentalists. And so incorporate some eucalyptus in your, you know, eco-activism.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I have a partner who is in astral projection. What would you recommend that he use? Oh, yeah, which is something that it's interesting. It's just interesting to me. He's my first, he's a long-term relationship that was actually pagan. And so it's just interesting to me how we both can be earth-centered and we both practice so very differently. We're drawn to so totally different things. So anyway,
right.
So I just always find it amazing. So what kind of things could he use to for astral projection? Patchouli,
so
what he
the
uses.
First, there's two that come to mind, and I need to preface these with a safety statement. So both of these oils can and have been used for centuries to create altered states, okay? Trance-like states, astral projection.
Right.
So that can be a safety issue if you aren't prepared for it or you aren't ready to address any problems that could arise with an altered state. Does that make sense? I just need to say that.
Absolutely.
Before. Okay, great. So, so mugwort, you can actually use the essential oil of.
Okay.
It's not a common oil that many folks think of. Often they think of the herb or the plant, and we'll put it in, say, a dream pillow or other type of spell oil. But the essential oil
right.
of mugwort can really help with astral projection, journeying, and this type of intentional altered state.
I don't
also,
think I've ever seen mugwort oil.
It's not as common as the next one that I'll speak of, which is clary sage. Maybe you've heard of clary sage essential
oil. Yeah, I
have
clary sage, yes.
There you go. So a much more accessible essential oil, but it has very similar properties. It has been used for centuries for divination work because it helps break down the barriers between our kind of dimension, if you will, and other dimensions, if you will. So communication between realms, travel and journeying between realms, any type of divination or astral projection, things like that can be supported and encouraged by clary sage. But again, the same warnings apply to it. So it's something you need to be careful using because it can, it will put you in an altered state, and that can be dangerous in certain situations. So you need to be careful. But have your partner try your clary sage out and maybe even diffuse it and then also use it as an anointing oil on the third eye. And if I often do the pentacle anointing, I would also do that and see how it assists them.
I will have to ask
him,
because I do know he does make his own anointing oil, and so I'll have to ask him what he puts in it and if he's done that. Actually, clary, the sage, the essential oil I have, I believe he put it in a Christmas stocking for me one year. So anyway, so it's funny.
Aww.
He actually gave it to me. So I remember that. So that's interesting. So I'll have to let
That
him,
is interesting. So I
it.
Wonder what the motivating factor was. I wonder if it was resonating with him as a traveler and he was attracted to it.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember why he did, but he got me several, and that was one of them. So
amazing.
That's interesting. Yeah, I'll have to find out. It'll be interesting to see. So what are some reputable companies that would be safe to order from? Do you have any recommendations, or should people just look for you mentioned you belong to an association. Are there certain associations they should look to see if a company belongs to before they buy from them?
So I'm part of the It's NAHA or NAHA, the National Association of Holistic Aromatherapy. There may be some recommendations on the NAHA website. One company that I often use, generally, I mean, it's Circle Talk, so I'm going to share a little bit of things that normally I wouldn't share. So I often use Florihana. It's a French company. It's spelled Florihana. Florihana. And the reason why I like this company a lot is because you can trace every bottle back to its batch origin.
So
I can look at my lavender and then look up where that lavender was harvested. It is heavily traced. So they have a really robust program of quality control. So I would recommend them. Any company that is communicating about their impact, their biological, their ecological, their social and economic impact, anyone that has the awareness to say to their clientele, hey, this is what we're doing about our footprint. This is how we're making it right. This is how we're making sure that these endangered plants don't end up in our oils, right? If they aren't doing that, I would encourage you to look for a company that is, because there are many.
Right.
And they're ever growing. On that topic, I would like to offer a resource, the Aramid Institute, A-I-R-M-I-D Institute. This is, it was started by Dr. Kelly Ablard, and she, her whole life is focused on sustainability and protection of plants and indigenous cultures, and they put out a list. I think it's twice a year they put out a list of common essential oils that are being harvested from critically endangered or endangered plants. It's like a warning list, like a red list. And it'll have a plant name, and it'll have the origin in which it's endangered, and it'll be really good information for you to learn which oil companies are paying attention to those things before you buy from them.
That's great.
You can just sign up on her website, and they will send you that like a newsletter twice a year.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yep. Yeah.
That's really nice. Well, we're getting ready to close. I told you the time goes by fast. You were a wonderful guest. What are some closing thoughts that you have for us on aromatherapy and magic?
Do you?
I will give a suggestion. Right. I say pick something and try it and use it.
Exactly. Find something that resonates with you in your work, in your body, in your spirit. If it is resonating with you, use it. Try it out. And you will be blown away by the unexpected types of healing that can come from using essential oils and aromatherapy and magic.
Absolutely. And again, I have bought blends, and I know meditation blends. So when I do working or I use those, I'm often amazed at the images that come forth. And
yeah.
I'm not someone who gets divination then. I typically get it later, or I get it in a dream state, and things become much more vivid and much more easier for me to access information in using those. And so, I laugh because I teach classes, And I tell people there's comes a point where you got to quit reading about candle magic. You got to buy a candle. So I say the
right.
same thing. If this is something you're interested in, pick something and look at all the different ways that you can use it, and then just see what works for you and what doesn't.
Exactly.
Well, I really want to thank you so much, Dree, for coming on. I know how busy you are, and I really want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be here with us tonight.
It's truly my pleasure. Thank you so much for the invitation. I hope that we can speak again soon and hopefully in person in the next near future.
Absolutely. I know. I'm really keeping my fingers crossed that next year maybe PSG things will be safe enough that we'll be able to meet in person. But you were a fabulous guest, and you're going to go back on my list to call again. So thank you so much.
That was great. Look forward
to
that next time.
And good luck in the minister training program.
Thank
look forward
you so
to your
much.
Ordination someday. Besides
me,
I'd like
too,
to thank
Deborah,
David.
Me too.
Thank David, our sound engineer, for his technical expertise. And finally, I'd like to thank all of you out there for your continued support of all of our shows here on Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, or CSNP. Our next Circle Talk will be, let me look at my little calendar right here. It is November 3rd. So please come back. We'll now transition our show with a musical selection. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Come follow me, come dance with me, come with me to the greenwood groves of magic there to see the Lord of the Wild with his fairy kin deep within the greenwood grove. We'll dance the magic ring. I am the ghost, I am destroying. From death recreating, hear the aspen's leaves are whispering that you is death and life returning. Come follow me, come dance with me, come with me to the greenwood groves of magic there to see the Lord of the Wild with his fairy kin deep within the greenwood grove. We'll dance the magic ring.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming, connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.